9:45 a.m. Halfway down the hall, he sees Ralph Williamson, one of the tubby accountants from Gerowitz Financial Planning. All the accountants at Gerowitz are tubby, from what Willie has been able to observe. There's a key chained to an old wooden panel in one of Ralph's pink hands, and from this, Willie deduces that he is looking at an accountant in need of a wee. Key on a paddle. If a fucking key on a fucking paddle won't make you remember the joys of parochial school, remember all those hairy-chinned nuns and all those knuckle-whacking wooden rulers, then nothing will, he thinks. And you know what? Ralph Williamson probably likes having that key on a paddle, just like he likes having a soap on a rope in the shape of a bunny rabbit or a circus clown hanging from the hot faucet in his shower at home. And so what if he does? Judge not, lest ye be fucking judged. Hey, Ralphie, what's doing? Ralph turns, sees Willie, brightens. Hey, hi, Merry Christmas. Willie grins at the look in Ralph's eyes. Tubby little fucker worships him, and why not? Ralph is looking at a guy so squared away it hurts. Gotta like it, sweetheart. Gotta like that. Same to you, bro. He holds out his hand, now gloved, so he doesn't have to worry about it being too white, not matching his face. Palm up. Give me 5. Smiling shyly, Ralph does. Give me 10. Ralph turns his pink, pudgy hand over and allows Willie to slap it. So goddamn good, I gotta do it again, Willie exclaims and gives Ralph 5 more. Got your Christmas shopping done, Ralphie? Almost, Ralph says, grinning and jingling the bathroom key. Yes, almost. How about you, Willie? Willie tips him a wink. Ah, you know how it is, brother man. I got 2-3 women, and I just let each of them buy me a little keepsake. Ralph's admiring smile suggests he does not, in fact, know how it is, but rather wishes he did. Got a service call? A whole day's worth. 'Tis the season, you know. Seems like it's always the season for you. Business must be good. You're hardly ever in your office. That's why God gave us answering machines, Ralphie. You better go on now, or you're going to be dealing with a wet spot on your best gabardine slacks. Laughing, blushing a little too, Ralph heads for the men's room. Willie goes on down to the elevators, carrying his case in hand and checking to make sure his glasses are still in his jacket pocket with the other. They are. The envelope is in there, too, thick and crackling with $20 bills. 15 of them. It's time for a little visit from Officer Wheelock. Willie expected him yesterday. Maybe he won't show until tomorrow, but Willie is betting on today. Not that he likes it. He knows it's the way of the world. You have to grease the wheels if you want your wagon to roll, but he still has a resentment. There are lots of days when he thinks about how pleasant it would be to put a bullet in Jasper Wheelock's head. It was the way things happened in the green sometimes, the way things had to happen. That thing with Malenfant, for instance, that crazy motherfucker, him with his pimples and his deck of cards. Oh, yes, in the bush, things were different. In the bush, you sometimes had to do something wrong to prevent an even greater wrong. Behavior like that shows you're in the wrong place to start with, no doubt, but once you're in the soup, you just have to swim. He and his men from Bravo Company were only with the Delta Company boys a few days, so Willie didn't have much experience with Malenfant, but his shrill, grating voice is hard to forget, and he remembers something Malenfant would yell during his endless hearts games if someone tried to take back a card after it was laid down. No way, fuckwad. Once it's laid, it's played. Malenfant might have been an asshole, but he had been right about that. In life, as well as in cards, once it's laid, it's played.